Welcome to Stories Telling Stories, a pop culture podcast by Eric R. Hill in association with Seeing Red Productions. In today's Comic-Con based episode of Stories Telling Stories, we take a trip out to early 90s North Hollywood to the house of Arthur Digby Sellers to speak to his son, a young man named Larry, who supposedly left his poorly graded homework on the Louisiana Purchase in the dude's stolen car. A cult classic preserved forever in the National Film Registry of the Library of Congress for being considered culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant, The Big Lebowski initially disappointed at the box office and received mediocre reviews from critics at the time of release. Arguably the gem in the Coen brothers' catalog, The Big Lebowski follows the exploits and adventures of the dude, his bowling buddies, Walter and Donnie, and the colorful cast of characters that populate a surprisingly sleepy corner of Los Angeles at the tail end of George H.W. Bush's presidency. Politics glaze over like dust in the wind as the dude gets dragged into a conflict he wants nothing to do with, just because he shared the same last name as a local millionaire and some Asian American peed on his rug. The movie is well worth your time, although try not to take it too seriously. After the dude's car is stolen, it is recovered by police but missing a briefcase full of money. Wedged inside the seat cushion, the dude finds a crumbled up piece of paper that his friend Walter is able to trace back to the son of television writer Arthur Digby Sellers. And that's where this week's episode of Stories Telling Stories picks up. Are the nihilists true nihilists because they seem to care so deeply about the Lebowski's money? How did the dude gain his iconic nickname? And if Donnie was in his element, would he still be alive and with us today? This is Eric R. Hill's take on Larry Sellers' The Louisiana Purchase from The Big Lebowski, as read by John Goodman on Stories Telling Stories.
It's okay, just let me handle it, dude. Let me handle it. I got this, dude. Hello, my name is Walter Sobchak. This is my associate, dude, Lebowski. And I was just hoping to have a word with little Larry. Now, we're not the police. I don't mean to give the impression that we're police exactly. We're hoping that it will not be necessary to call the police. But that's up to little Larry here. Isn't it, Larry? Is this yours, Larry? Is this your homework, Larry? Is this your homework, Larry? Larry, is this your homework? Larry, is this your fucking homework? Look, Larry, have you ever heard of Vietnam? You're gonna enter a world of pain, son. We know that this is your homework. We know that you stole a car and the fucking money, and we know that this is your homework, Larry. This is your homework, Larry. You're going to kill your father, Larry. You going to talk, Larry? Are you going to talk? Come on. Come on, Larry, say something. I'm here. The dude's here. You're being rude. We came all the way down here. We have your fucking homework. You going to say anything? Anything. One word. Just come on. Please, Larry, please. One goddamn word. No? You're not going to talk, Larry? Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine, Larry. I have ways of making people talk. There are ways. You don't want to know about it, believe me. This whole fucking thing. I didn't watch my buddies die face down in the muck so some entitled little prick could... All right. Fine. Perhaps it's time your father find out that the apple fell so far from the tree it doesn't know how to fucking write.
I'm sorry to have to do this, Mr. Sellers, but your son is a moron and a thief, and this is his fucking homework.
Louisiana Purchase by Larry Sellers. Fascinating. The most important purchase in history is the Louisiana Purchase. It was also the most important event. It happened in President Jefferson's first administration. It's where the United States bought 827,987 square miles of land from the French guys. The Louisiana Purchase was very... There was a lot of land.
Are you serious?
It went from the Mississippi River to the Rocky Mountains... Period. This land went also from Gulf of Mexico to the Canada people's border. The United States government guys bought a lot of square miles out of this area of land.
You're gonna kill your father, Larry! Are you really this stupid? You're out of your element, Larry! Sorry.
Let's continue, shall we? Unless you want to talk, Larry. Larry? Are you going to talk? There are many reasons for the Louisiana Purchase. The Spanish king was going to give some... Spelled wrong. Some of his land to the French. The head chief... of our government didn't like that idea because he thought that the French dudes would interfere with the stuff going on with the United States. There was a man named Robert Livingston who was the new minister to France. He was told by Thomas Jefferson to try and stop from him giving the land to France. When the day of April 10, 1803 came, Napoleon of France told the finance minister that he persuade all of the Louisiana Purchase to the United States. Robert Livingston agrees to pay $15 million for the whole area of the Louisiana Purchase. It was signed on May 2nd. Finally, it became a treaty on July 4, 1803. That's it. That's it, Larry?
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, sir, that you had to hear such filth coming from the pen of your own spawn.
Are you happy, Larry? Are you happy that you stole the dude's car and his fucking money and the fact that you're killing your father, Larry? Ah. This is pointless. All right. Plan B. You might want to watch out that front window there, Larry. You'll see what happens, Larry. You'll see what happens, Larry. You'll see what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
This has been Stories Telling Stories, Larry, a pop culture podcast produced in association with Seen Red Productions before a live studio audience dying face down in the muck at Milthouse Studios in Milton, Vermont.
And to that fucktard in the Oval Office, shut the fuck up, Donnie. You're out of your element. Everyone else, stay whimsical.